Moving on now with Greater LA from KCRW, I'm Steve Chitakis. You may be feeding a lot of people for your Thanksgiving gathering, but I bet you won't have anywhere near the number of mouths to feed as one guy in LA who, for the holiday, is here to help.
You know, my mother used to say, always look for the helpers. Anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy.
Oh, baby, have it now.
Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
David Levinson and his organization Big Sunday have handed out bags of food on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving for the last decade. The group says more than 1,000 volunteers are expected at this year's event, and 15,000 people will be eating the food that they give out. Those helping to sort, organize, and distribute the bags will also be sharing a table at a breakfast for volunteers. David Levinson is founder of Big Sunday. He's with me right now. Hi, David.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. First of all, why the name Big Sunday?
Thank you very much for asking it. We used to be, back in the day, just one day a year on a Sunday. And we do all sorts of events. But the fact is, so many people wanted to help. So many people wanted to give. So many people wanted to be involved that we expanded. And now we do things 365 days a year. And it was just a little too difficult to change the name. But that's why we're called, because as I always say to people, what does J. Crew mean? I don't know. But that's why we're called Big Sunday.
Well, you could always change it to Big Every Day.
Right, exactly.
You were a writer before this organization got going for TV and film and the stage. Basically, a lot of, you know, sitting in a room all day, staring at a blank page sometimes. Volunteering is quite the opposite of that. Where you're always just doing. I mean, was this just, you know, what got you started in this? Was it a case of writer's block? Were you looking for something more spirited in helping other people?
Honest answer is I totally backed into this. We've been failing upward for over 20 years. And as a writer, I'm sure a lot of your listeners can relate to this. I was stuck in development hell for years. And at first, it's like, wow, this is so cool. The studio's paying me. And I'm getting all this money, but nothing comes of it. This is like kind of awesome. And then it was less awesome. And as I am always very open with people, Big Sunday was born of anger, frustration, and depression. And I thought it would probably be a good idea to channel this in a positive way. And when you go and you feed somebody who doesn't have enough to eat, or you furnish a new apartment for somebody who's been living on the street, or you spend some time with somebody who's been lonely and needs cheering up, you don't have to ask yourself why you're doing it. If you're going to meetings about a script you wrote 10 years before and hoping that this will be the year they made it, sometimes that can you can wonder why you're doing it. And it caught on, and we've just been going great guns ever since.
Let's talk about the early days and then the catching on part, right? So how did you start it? What was the first thing that you did? Did you start it as a community effort? Was it some sort of spiritual or religious effort?
It started at my synagogue, Temple Israel of Hollywood. And I was just a guy at the temple dropping his kids off at Sunday school. I'm not a particularly observant person. But the rabbi there, a fellow named John Rosov, who's an old and dear friend, he said they wanted to start what's called the Mitzvah Day, where people would go out and do good deeds on a day, in this case, on a Sunday. And the rabbi said, you know, the temple would really like to do this. Would you like to run it? And I said, yes. And I have forgiven him. But, you know, the first year we did it, there were 300 good-hearted Jewish people up at Temple Israel, and we cleaned the beach, and we went to a shelter and made a meal and collected books for a local library. And it was great, but one of the groups we helped was Catholic Charities. And I thought, you know, as a Jewish guy, I'm very happy to help Catholic Charities and a Catholic person, but all things being equal, I'd just as soon do it alongside a Catholic person. So the next year we asked some churches and we asked some other synagogues, we asked some schools, we asked local groups like the local DAR branch, and there were 10 groups and about 800 people, and it was even nicer.
I know there's a big Thanksgiving handout tomorrow from 9 to noon, in the morning. Do you just show up?
No.
I mean, do you need to register online? How does that work?
There's all sorts of ways to help. People can volunteer, but you do have to sign up in advance because we do, at a certain point, top out with how many people we can have. But there's all sorts of other ways you can help wherever you are. You can sponsor bags of food. You can buy a single item of food on our registry. You can sponsor the whole event. And we have people who help us who are unhoused people. And we have people who help us who are CEOs and movie stars. And everyone's treated and valued the same. And we just mix it all up. And at the event, we have breakfast. We have a community breakfast and a bluegrass band playing and lots of other helping activities going on.
It cannot be underscored enough that you are one of many organizations doing a lot of help, and especially feeding people this time of year and all through the year. You know, the L.A. Mission, Catholic Charities, as you mentioned, L.A. Regional Food Bank, Meals on Wheels. There are so many across the area, but I want to thank you for your work that you're doing. David Levinson, founder of Big Sunday. Happy Thanksgiving to you, David, and thanks for all you do.
Thank you so much. Happy and healthy Thanksgiving to you, too, and please tell your listeners, check us out at BigSunday.org. We'd love your help.
That's going to do it for us today. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving memories of fun, stun, or bedlam. Tales of the most memorable holiday at a few select homes. Some of the people who listen to this show, you're going to hear that tomorrow right here on GLA. Check us out online anytime at kcrw.com/GLA. There you can tell us what's on your mind. Share a story idea with us. Who's making magic or bedlam in Greater LA, and of course, subscribe to the podcast too while you're there, all at kcrw.com/GLA. Nihar Patel, Zeke Reed, Sonia Geis, Ray Guarna, Phil Richards, Amy Ta, Carlos Ramirez, Holly Adams, and Christian Bordahl all had hands on this evening's show. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for your time and your attention. Have a great night.